This is the conclusion.
All right.
Of the manuscript, The Meme Factor. And this conclusion is called Daniel Stone. Daniel Stone. During the rule of King Nebuchadnezzar, the prophet Daniel saved all the wise men of Babylon by correctly interpreting the dream of the king. The king had been frightened by a most terrible dream. So quick was the dream, he couldn't remember it. So awesome was the sight, he couldn't forget it. And none of the wise men of Babylon could explain the meaning of the dream. But Daniel went and prayed to the creator of the universe in the dream, and its meaning was revealed to the prophet Daniel. He stood before Nebuchadnezzar and said, O king, thou dream of what shall be in the latter days. Then he went on to tell the king he had seen the rise and fall of the Babylonian Empire, reflected esoterically by a multi-dimensional image in the form of gold, silver, bronze, iron, and clay. This mixture of iron and clay symbolized a divided Babylonian empire. It would be during the time of this divided kingdom that a stone shaped by the creator of the universe would rise up and destroy the final transformation of the Babylonian Empire. This was to happen, as Daniel explained, in the latter days. The latter days is the time period we live in now. The time of the final change, transformation of the Babylonian Empire, which is the United States of America, the political Babylonian Empire, and the Roman Babylonian Catholic Universal Church, the religious Babylonian Empire. The stone shaped by the creator of the universe is the descendants of the chattel slaves of America, who the Messiah Jesus called the Sign of Jonah. The mission of Jonah was to warn the Ninevites. If the mission of Jonah was to warn the Ninevites, Babylon, then the mission of the Sign of Jonah is to warn the Ninevites for this day and age, the United States of America and the Roman Catholic Church, who have made all of the nations of the earth drunk with the wine of her fornication. It is the stone that becomes the chief cornerstone that would institute the rule of the life-giving creative spirit upon planet Earth. It is the stone that we find inside of the belly of the beast, the United States of America, inside the inner cities of the United States of America. Descendants of the chattel slaves of America, the so-called African American, is the stone that will reunite the religion of Abraham, which is the Melchizedekian system of high priest kingship. This is the original spiritual system for the operation of planet Earth, a how-to manual. This is a guide for the dual makeup of human beings. Male means king and denotes the physical portion of the human being. The human portion, Zedek, means righteousness and denotes the spiritual portion of the human being, the being portion. This is a portion that is made in the likeness of the life-giving creative spirit. The reason this book is called The Meme Factor is because this is the system and organizational structure that the stone of Daniel will use to transform the final transformation of the Babylonian Empire from that of confusion, Babylon, to that of clarity and reality, Melchizedek. I would like to introduce you to a concept known as DQ, which stands for Drama Stage Qumran. This would provide the theory for the redevelopment of the inner city as the United States of America. DQ is based upon two models, the Nasana model and the community theater model. The primary goal of these two Mala is to redevelop the inner city communities of the United States of America by providing a framework for meeting the short-term and long-term needs of the inner city communities. The framework is based upon the concept known as DQ, which is symbol for Drama Stage Qumran. Drama Stage relates to and provides the theory and guideline to form a national community theater company. This mala is defined as the harmonious integration of seven components working in a spirit of harmony to present community theater to the community under a national rate concept, which means relevant, affordable theater experience, situated in 24 sectors of the United States of America and named in honor and after the pioneer African-American actor Charles Sidney Gibson. The component of the community theater mala are the word, the artists, the audience, the groups, which is the front of the house and the back of the house, the Young People's Theater Company, which is the Wycart Marlow, that means young people, conflict resolution, after school programs, reading programs, and theater programs. The sixth component is the dance company, and the seventh component is the anti-violence situation coping group. Qumran relates to and provides the theory and guidelines for the social, cultural, spiritual, and economic development for the inner city communities of the United States of America. It is based upon the Dasana Mala, which takes its name from the first letters of six concepts working in a spirit of harmony to impact the violence in the individual, home, school, and community. The concepts are nutrition, exercise, spirituality, one-on-one, needs fulfillment, and the anti-violence situation coping group. The point where these two models cross paths is the anti-violence situation coping group, which is the last sector of both models. The goal of this group is to provide a format where community members can seek solutions to situations before they escalate into violence. This group will utilize the formation of a circle for all group meetings and the dramatic concept of improvisation for presenting situations in the midst of the circle for discussion and problem solving. The solutions that come from these discussions will form the basis for developing programs in the community that focus on situations before they escalate into violence.